Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Terminal fan, Sign Guy and QT with you here on another Sunday afternoon. Real quick before we jump into thing with our guest today, some show notes if you're looking for some wrestling today. PWA in Sayward, BC. You have MWF in Ocala, Florida. GPW in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the arena. PTW in Paris, Kentucky. Alpha One in Hamilton, Ontario, and you can find myself later today at BCW at the North Portland Eagles in Portland, Oregon. You can come by, buy a Sign Guy t-shirt. You can get some of the Moonshiners mini pieces of merchandise and enjoy some wrestling there. But without further ado, I would like to welcome to the show representing 49th State Wrestling, which is a brand new company, the promoter, Freya the Slayer, and also the owner, someone we know well on this program, the managed pimp extraordinaire, Y period T period Jones. I want to welcome both of you on the show today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for saying my name correctly. That is wonderful to me.
Someone had to do it, and we know it wouldn't be QT.
Oh, we already know, so thank you for taking that.
Well, this is a very easy first question for you. I will go ladies first with this one. So, Freya, how exactly did 49th State Wrestling come to be up there in Alaska?
Well, I started Fairbanks Ladies of Wrestling a few years ago, and after having some success with that, I really wanted to be able to expand the wrestlers that I was working with and branch out around the state as well. And so it really made sense at that point in time to start a new promotion where I could book, you know, men and women and then really bring in some out-of-state talent as well.
It's a slam dunk to get Y period T period Jones involved if you're going to build a new promotion, especially in Alaska. The Y period T period, what was the process like getting you on board on this new project?
Well, as soon as she came to me with this project, I was already on board. I basically didn't even let her finish her sentence. I knew what direction she was going. And it's something that I felt that Anchorage needed more than anything in the world. And she didn't have to twist my arm at all.
I'm sure she could have. I've seen her wrestle, so we know Freya could have done that.
I'm pretty sure she could have as well, which is one of the reasons, you know, I try to stay on her good side.
Well, Freya, being that you have experience from Flow, and now you're starting this new company, 49th State Wrestling, what's some of the mistakes or things that didn't go as you expected them from Flow that you are now able to correct as you head into this new venture?
One thing that we weren't sure about is how many wrestling fans we had in Alaska. It seems like a lot of the fans are kind of closeted around here. But with Flow, I was surprised how many people we found that were wrestling fans and just didn't have a venue to appreciate and experience live wrestling. And so going into 49th State, it's really trying to find all of those wrestling fans and let them know this is something you can come enjoy, you can come experience, and, you know, really let your wrestling pride speak for itself.
Now, Alaska, as most people listening will realize, is a very, very large state. The bigger cities are kind of spread out. It's a just land-wise, it's a very large place. They don't get a lot of professional wrestling there from the major national companies. It's few and far between as far as shows from them. But on the local wrestling scene, Alaska's been picking up a lot of steam over the last few years. Have you gone into the different parts of Alaska and tried to find that demographic, find which towns really support wrestling and which towns maybe wouldn't be the best, and done market research as far as that goes?
Yeah, honestly, though, I have traveled pretty far around Alaska at this point, wrestling, you know, from where I am in Fairbanks, which is like the dead center of Alaska, which is 6 hours from where we're doing this show, down to Anchorage, down to Homer, even in Denali National Park. And I have never not found wrestling fans. And, you know, if people weren't wrestling fans, we made them into wrestling fans. And that's what I really hope to do with this show, and 49th in general, is to first, you know, get all those people who already love wrestling, but then also get people in the door who maybe don't know much about wrestling, but then convert them.
Y period, T period, you have been on a hot streak just personally. You're in a lot of promotions in the Northwest, all over Alaska. You are here in Arunachal Woods for various promotions. You've seen a lot of the talent, not just in Alaska, but out of Washington, out of Oregon. You've seen some of the Utah guys. As someone that is in the office there at this new organization, how vital is it for you to have been able to travel and see all of these people as you're now putting together something really impressive there in Alaska with 49th State?
I think that it was a very important thing for me to do because, you know, you can't see the world just sitting in one spot. You really can't. So, and the world is bigger than Alaska, and I had to go experience that for myself, still experiencing that myself, and all the talent that I've been blessed to be in the same locker room with or just to talk to, catch them outside the locker rooms and everything, I get a better sense of what wrestling is supposed to be and what people are looking for. And it also gives me an idea of who I can bring in from each part of these states, which I'm bringing in some people. So, you know, it's paying off.
That was one of the reasons for us, if I can jump in, why it was so crucial to snag YT, because he has so much knowledge about the Pacific Northwest wrestling community. And just knowing all of the talent that we could bring in has been, you know, vital to what we're doing up here.
Exactly. And I got him beating down my door. So, I mean, I have Samurai Del Viento. He's coming up here for the show for the 49th. I have Christian Andes coming up here to take on Ray Jackson in a match. So everything is paying off. Everything is going into the direction that we need it to go.
Well, that answers one question. I was going to ask you if there were any set matches heading into next month's first ever show. Ray Jackson versus Christian Andy sounds like a good first match that's been announced.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a barn burner. I'm telling you, they're going to tear the roof off that place.
Well, Freya, I know you haven't traveled as much as Y period T period, but I'm sure you've done a lot of research and you've studied a lot of tape, gotten a lot of feedback from people before signing these guys to the company. What was the process like for you when you were trying to build a roster of wrestlers?
Yeah, so YT, like I said, has been really vital to letting us know what people would be great to bring up, who would be a good fit for Alaska. But on top of that, just finding people who, you know, bring something new to the table, which is why we were so excited to be able to book Samurai Del Viento, because there have not been many people in Alaska doing that Lucha Libre style. And so we're really excited to have him, and I think the crowd will be just, you know, jumping out of their seats at that, because it's something that with our local scene we don't have a lot of. And so definitely, you know, finding people that bring something new to the table, and then people who are just going to work the crowd and, you know, make people feel something at a wrestling show. If we've got these people that aren't wrestling fans, we want them to come and have, you know, a spiritual wrestling experience where they leave going, you know, I thought that was, I didn't even know what I was going to see, but now I love wrestling and I'm going to come to your next show. So the people that can, you know, bring that out of our audience are who I want to book.
Do you have a list of talent? You don't have to name names or anything like that, but is there a group of people that you would most want to bring to 49 State Wrestling, be it people within the Alaska wrestling community or outside of it?
Ooh, oh, man. Such a long list right now. There were people we wanted to bring up for this show, and it just didn't work out. People always forget how far away we are. You know, it's not like when you're down in the lower 48 where you can just take a quick road trip. Like, it's a weekend coming up to Alaska, even if it's just for one show. And so we'll see, but right now we've got a pretty big list of people we want to bring up, both people that have worked with YT and just people that we think would be a good fit for the company.
Hi, Peter Jones. Like I was saying, you've traveled around, you've seen a lot of people, but there's a lot of people in the independent scene that you've not come across that I'm sure you are aware of and have seen footage of and so forth. Do you also have a wish list of people that you might be bringing up there?
I do have a wish list. I've already started my wish list and everything, but it's not complete yet. So I'm not gonna speak any names right now, because, you know, I want to get that complete before I, you know, put that out there. You know, I want to keep guessing somebody. You know, keep somebody guessing on who may or may not be coming. You know.
Now, we know that professional wrestling doesn't stop with just the in-ring professional wrestlers. It takes a lot of people to put on a successful show. There's, of course, managers. There are valets. There are referees. There are ring announcers. Those are also very important to the success of any wrestling organization. Rhea, what's the process like for getting the rest of the talents? Have you been studying a lot of film from people wanting to do that for you, or do you have a set amount of people that you know and trust for those roles? How do you fill in the auxiliary ranks there at 49th State?
Yeah, so far the wrestling community in Alaska is pretty small, and so a lot of us have worked together in multiple arenas before. But the first person, other than YT, that I knew I just had to bring in was who I think is one of the best commentators for professional wrestling anywhere, even if he's based in Alaska, which is Donald Crocker, who I worked with. So, he's just got, you know, an incredible presence on the microphone. And so having him is really critical, because with a lot of our audience who maybe don't know so much about wrestling, he can really bring them in and explain kind of what they're seeing. And I think that's crucial for creating wrestling fans, you know, helping them understand the story and what's going on. He just really excels in that role.
Yeah.
Now, that is a very helpful thing for a new company, especially if there's going to be a lot of first-time fans there that have not seen live wrestling, so they can kind of get a feel for what's going on and what's happening with what you're trying to present. On Y period, T period, you know from being down here in Washington that a lot of companies are utilizing the commentary over the house mic, especially companies that have a lot of newer fans to live wrestling. You yourself, a great talent when it comes to working that microphone. How vital do you think it is for a new company like 49 State Wrestling to have people that can really talk and explain to the fans what's going on as much as it is the people that can physically show them and explain what it is that you're doing?
To me, I think that it's very vital because even now I'm still a wrestling fan and I still watch the WWEs and the TNA and stuff like that. And one of the things that always grabbed my attention is the fact that not only the wrestlers can tell a story, but, you know, the commentators can put their input in too and, like, make the match that much better. You know, I've been to some shows where there's no commentary, nobody's sitting out there, and the crowd's just sitting there bored as hell. You know what I mean? And that's something that you don't want. You don't want your crowd to be bored in any way, shape, or form in your show. You know, you always want them, like, what's going to happen next? Like, who is that? Why did that just happen? You know what I mean? And to get the who, the what's, and the why's, you need commentary.
Now, I know that in Alaska, because it's situated the way it is from the rest of the country, and like Ray was saying, it's, you know, kind of its own thing up there. There's a limited pool to choose from. When you're looking at people to come in and referee and ring announce and so forth, do you think that your situation makes it that much harder to get quality referees and ring announcers that are going to be consistent for you, or do you think that it's a situation where you have a really good crop there, so it's not going to be as much of a problem as one would think?
I think that it's a little bit of both. I mean, we have a good crop of people here, and I actually have referees, like, hitting me up in my emails and stuff. Hey, if you guys ever need a referee, I'll come down. You know, I would love to come and, you know, referee in Alaska, you know. So I don't think that it would be a problem to get refs or anything like that to come here. And, like, the consistency we can get, we won't have a problem with consistency whatsoever. Like I said, we've got a good abundance of people here that can do the job, but we also have people outside of the state that are willing to do the job as well. So we're covered front to back.
Yeah, I totally agree with YT. Because we've all worked together, you know, in different promotions, we really, you know, kind of have that gel. And so it would be great to use the people we have, but I think even if we bring in new people, and as we do, they'll really, you know, feel comfortable fitting in to what we've already got, because, you know, we've already kind of got this thing going, and it's really easy now to bring people in and have them work with us.
Now, it has been a while, but I also have referee experience in Alaska, so, you know, if you ever need a guy with a sign to pop up there and count a few pinfalls, check for a few submissions, I'm not that far away being here in Washington.
You know, I was actually a fan in the audience watching you ref once here in Alaska. It was at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, it was. It was the only match I've ever encountered where a five-year-old tried to interfere in the match.
Yeah, he was serious.
He really was. I wanted to hit him because that's the instinct, but at the same time, I was like, I probably shouldn't.
Good thing you didn't.
Now, Fred, it was brought up as well that you have a lot of outside talent hitting you up already, emailing you. I'm sure that will only get more intense as you get closer to next month's first show, and then after that, of course, people will see the success and continue to want to be part of it. If someone out there is seriously interested in becoming part of 49th State Wrestling, I'm serious, by the way, I would like to come back up. How would they best go about presenting that to you as far as wanting to get work and letting you know and getting what they need to have for consideration to you?
The easiest way would just be to message us on Facebook, and then if they have some copies of matches or any tape from anything they've done, and just send it our way, because we're really serious about the best of Alaska talent, but also bringing in outside people. One thing I'd really like to see is to bring up some more female talent as well. So if there are any female workers out there who want to come up to the Great White North, they should definitely hit us up.
Yes, I fully agree with that.
I don't know if the two of you have seen my Book of Faces this week. I do a thing called hashtag Book Them Friday. This past Friday, I happened to put up the Amazing Maria. I would strongly recommend taking a look at Amazing Maria. She has, the name implies, is amazing, likes to travel, and once on SmackDown, she was ready for Asuka.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we would be lucky to have her.
I happen to know Maria. I'll see if she would be interested. Freya, you yourself have been in the ring for the last while. You continue to improve yourself. I know that the scene in Alaska is growing and improving and everything. How important is it, do you think, as a competitor as well, that you get some of the outside talent, people coming in from the lower 49, from Canada, things of that nature, to try to help keep things improving?
Definitely. I mean, you can only get better with people who are more experienced than you. And so that's definitely one of the reasons we do want to bring in that talent that just has more years than people in Alaska. And so I personally, really want to work people who've been doing it longer than me. You can only learn something. I think I can hold my own. Real quick, back to the Amazing Maria. She actually worked with our current champion. They've been on a bunch of shows together, Jerry Bishop. And so he's actually brought her up multiple times, so I think great person for us to book.
I 100% agree. As someone that has also worked directly with Amazing Maria, she also sometimes has a really fantastic manager. just going to point that out there since I've managed her.
Just now, throwing it out there.
Just throwing it out there. Now, why period, T period? One of the other states that has had wrestling that is starting to maybe slack off a little bit, but it still has an active promotion, is Hawaii. They have a lot of similar situations to overcome that Alaska does, being more isolated from the rest of the country and having a limited pool of people, limited fan base that is going to basically just be in-state, not a lot of out-of-state fans coming to see the show. Has there been any talks at all on maybe working with Hawaii and doing something as the two non-contiguous United States?
There has been talks of doing that, but right now we are more focused on getting the 49th state up and running first. You know, we're one of those don't put all your eggs in one basket before you go type deal. You know, we deal with one situation at a time, and the situation at this moment is getting the 49th state wrestling just how we want it, because, inaugural day is March 30th, and we don't want any mistakes. We want everything perfect, you know. You only get a chance to make a perfect first impression, so.
That is very, very true. One of the more important things for wrestling promotions to make revenue from these days is merchandising. You see a lot of wrestling companies making money at merchandising much more so than on the ticket sales themselves or anything else they do. You see t-shirts, hats, action figures, posters, all sorts of things being sold at events. Has 49 State Wrestling looked into the merchandising aspect as of yet, Freya?
Yeah, for this show, we already have, you know, some of the basics. We were like, okay, we first have to have some awesome pins, and we need stickers because that's just something that people can quick buy. They don't, you know, think much about spending a couple extra bucks on something, but then it's also good advertising for us. And so now it's also just kind of seeing what the fans want and talking to people and seeing, you know, would they be interested in shirts or are they more interested in more creative merch?
Why, Perry T. Perry Jones, I know that you have your own line of merchandise out there as well, but as an owner looking at 49 State Wrestling, do you see that merchandising might be one of the more valuable aspects of the company, or do you think that there's other avenues out there that might be even more profitable?
I think that that's a good way to go. Always, you should always have merch at your event. You know, people love merch. You know, like Freya said, whether if it's stickers, whether if it's buttons or shirts or hoodies, you know, 6x9s, always have something that they can leave with. You know, people like to leave an event with a memory. People like to leave an event and say, hey, look what I got. You know, it's, you know, we want to give them that experience, you know.
Another aspect in wrestling that companies are doing to not only sometimes make a revenue stream, but also just to get more people to know that they exist and to get people following the product as a way to advertise is streaming services. There's a lot of streaming services out there now. There's Twitch, the Roku channel, YouTube, a lot of companies live stream shows. Some of them tape their shows and broadcast them later on whichever platform. But it seems like now more than ever, independent companies are turning to this in order to grow the fan base. Do you, Freya, have any plans as far as recording the show, broadcasting it? Is there any way that fans that may not be able to make it to your show can watch what's happening so they can support you in a different way?
For this show, we're definitely going to be filming the whole thing. And I know we're going to post some of the matches on YouTube. Right now, more than making money off of streaming, we really want to build that fan base, like YG said, like one thing at a time. Right now, we just want people to know our name and know what we stand for and know what kind of talent we have. And so we will be using our YouTube channel of 49 State Wrestling, and we'll be posting some matches on our Facebook. So people will have a lot of opportunities who can't make it to check things out, and we'll be live streaming at least one match from the show as well. So if people like our Facebook, 49 State Wrestling, they'll have a lot of information and different ways to check out what we're doing up here.
Now, T-Period, you have been on a lot of shows that have done the live streaming and broadcasting on YouTube and that sort of thing. Are you assembling a roster that has experience working televised wrestling, or is this something that you think you might have to educate some of the roster on how different it is, televised product versus non-televised product?
On the roster that I have now, some of the guys have already worked television and stuff like that, so they already know the basics. But, you know, there's still some of the guys who haven't, so there's going to have to be that sit-down talk with, hey, this is what we want to do, this is the direction that we, you know, we need to go in or whatever have you. But I don't think it's going to be too much of an issue at all, because our guys are quick learners. Like, our guys are dedicated to what they do in the ring, and whatever direction we need them to go, that's exactly the direction that they're going to go. So,
now, Freya, I'm sure that you're very well aware that there are numerous styles of professional wrestling out there. Everything from the Lucha Libre style to the technical wrestling to hardcore wrestling to the more mat-based British style. Does there seem to be any type of style you're going to gear towards as far as presentation? Or is this something that you feel might be an evolution process with 40 Night State Wrestling?
I really think that one thing we want to do is to appeal to everybody. And so we're definitely going to try. We're bringing in people, and we have been booking people that bring something different to the table. So, like I said, we've got people doing that Lucha style, and then people doing more of the modern style, and we've got a bunch of really amazing mat-based wrestlers. So I think kind of bringing all of that together will create 40 Night State style wrestling.
Y period, T period, you have been on enough shows now to know that not only is the style different in different wrestling promotions, but the audience demographics can be very much diversified as well. Some shows are geared towards more of an adult crowd. Some of them geared towards more of a family-friendly crowd. I'm presuming with the location of this upcoming show in March that you're going to be more family-friendly. But is the demographic something that you took a lot of research in and try to develop what type of demographic you wanted to wrestle in front of before launching 49th State?
Well, actually, this event that we're at, this is a 21 and over show. So, it's a 21 and over event. And, we thought about the demographics and, you know, we've worked in the past, we've worked the family crowds and everything. Now we want to try to work the non-family crowd, because it seems like the non-family crowd is super hungry for some wrestling, and we need to give it to them.
That sounds like a good thing. I don't know if Alaska has had a lot of that, so definitely I think you're going to start appealing to that demographic.
We've actually done a few bar shows. Like, I've been a part of a few bar show events in the past, and they're always successful. They show up like Freya was saying, like non wrestling fans show up. Like, that's like the greatest thing I've ever seen in my freaking life, yo. You know, that's the thing that we want. We want to bring more of that. You know, and if we can bring it in family-wise, we will. You know, we're not excluding families at all. You know, but I'm saying this first event that we're doing is not a family show. It's 21 and over.
Good enough. So hopefully the successful bar shows in the past will translate to this. Now, right now, my co-host QT Vokes is standing by. Y period, T period, you've been on before, you know the drill, but let's help you both as I pass things over to QT.
All right.
Well, thank you, Sun Guy. Hello, Freya. Hello, YT.
Hello.
Hi, it's Gordon.
YT, how important will your security personnel be at your 48 organization? You have seen the crowds in Washington. Do you believe your fans in Alaska will be a little bit more rowdy?
Okay, first, wait, time out, sir. It's the 49th, not 48th. Okay, so you're already getting off started on the wrong foot with me. Sorry, you can't do that. It's the 49th state, not the 48th. Okay, and as far as my fans and security are concerned, I think that our fans will be on their P's and Q's. But yes, I do think as far as like this for this show, security will be needed because you know there will be alcohol involved. So we are going to make sure that the safety of everyone, including the workers, are, you know, the entire time we're there is A1 top notch. So if that answers your question. But, yes, it's the 49th state, sir.
Oh, okay. I apologize because right before me I had a 48-ounce malt liquor bottle, which I was drinking from, to prepare me to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, I think you should just step away from the sauce, sir.
Oh, come on. Oh, okay.
No, you got to be sober to talk to a pimp and Miss Freya. So, I mean.
Well, I saw your money suit, and that could drive anyone to drink.
Oh, you got jokes. Okay.
Yeah. Freya, did you yourself turn out for sports in high school?
Yeah, I did. I played basketball most of my life and even a little bit in college. I played college until I broke my foot and then thought I was kind of done with the sports world until I found professional wrestling.
Wow, okay. Now, I'd say in high school you were probably a power forward.
Center.
Center, power forward,
always
center, okay.
Yep.
Fantastic. Okay, now what colleges offered you a scholarship, or did they offer you a scholarship college?
I was looking at mostly schools, so I thought about going to UAS, which is up here at Fairbanks, but then I decided to get out and looked at some colleges in the Midwest, and then ended up going to a smaller private school just because I wanted, you know, a different experience, different city, something different than Alaska had to offer. But, yeah, I, you know, had some choices, and it was a difficult one. But sometimes you just have to go with what you think will be best.
Well, Freya, did any of your college courses include business courses that helped you with your 49th state wrestling organization? Business
courses.
Actually,
yes. That's kind of how I first approached wrestling. I got a degree in like communications and art, so a lot of marketing and business and graphic design. And so I do all of the design for the 49th state flyers and posters and whatnot, and then using kind of my knowledge of demographics and how to advertise and market to the different audiences, using that to find people who might be interested in wrestling and then get them in the door. Because I really think, like YTS said, once we get people in the building, they'll be a fan for life.
Very good. Okay. All right. Well, Freya, did you grow up with a brother or sister that you backyard wrestled with?
Yeah. Definitely had some tussles with my siblings, had both a brother and a sister. My brother was more from the YT Jones school of wrestling, though. He threw a rock at my head once and put a hole through my entire ear. Bit of a cheater. YT, I think, knows something about that.
No, it's do unto others before they do unto you. Don't be salty because he did it first.
Oh, my God.
You know,
so
yeah,
man.
I don't need weapons. I have just fine.
So would you say in your backyard wrestling matches with your brother, you took on more of the role of the baby face?
You know, I just took on the role of the person who was going to win.
Oh, okay.
When it comes to men and women, I was blessed with size, and my poor brother wasn't. I'm 6'1", and so when I encounter, you know, I've done intergender matches and matches against women, and normally I'm the taller person. And so just using my strength, my poor brother didn't stand a chance.
Now, if you could enter a black hole where time goes backwards, and you could transport Whitey Jones into a backyard wrestling match when both of you were like 15 years old, would you most like to wrestle Whitey in a Hell in a Cell when you were both teenagers?
Oh, man. I don't think the venue would have mattered. I think poor Whitey would have been crawling out of the cell or crawling out of the ring regardless of the venue.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Get on the bad side.
Wow, does she not know that I keep baby powder on me at all times? She does not. What? Okay, don't get on your bad side. Yeah, like Julie Winters got on your bad side.
You know, who won? Who walked out of the ring?
She won.
The person who won is the person who walked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Carried out.
Yeah.
Walked.
Okay. Sure.
Who has wrestled since then? She hasn't been seen since I beat her, right? Where's she been? Where's she hiding? I ended her. So really, who won doesn't even matter.
You know, I can bring her back. I mean, if you need a rematch or some sort, I can set that up. You know, it's not a problem. I mean, I can find. Do you know who you are talking to? You are talking to a pimp right now. I can find anyone.
Okay, if you can find her and convince her to get back in the ring.
It won't take no convincing at all. She beat you once. It's going to be a piece of cake for her to beat you again. I know it. The bigger they are, the harder they fall, remember?
If she was that confident, she'd be back in the ring already.
Okay. I see that as a challenge.
Boy, I didn't want to quite be the agitator. Usually I have a calming effect like lukewarm water. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you just put gasoline on the fire just now. You don't have no clue what you just did.
Uh-oh.
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, Freya, at this moment, do you have a list of 3 to 5 people that have inquired to be your ring announcer?
Right now, for our ring announcing, we have a list. We have a pretty long list, actually. So we'll see who will make the cut. You know, we'll be doing tryouts. I'm sure YT will put them through some questions, make sure they can say his name correctly. I think YT Jones will be handling the booking of that one.
Oh, indeed I will, because you cannot screw up on my name.
Wow, okay. That's very important. Okay. Well, Freya, do you plan to have a concession stand?
Sorry, what?
Do you plan to have a concession stand?
We're booking this show at a bar, so they will be handling all the food and beverages. We will have a merch table. But if people want any food and drinks, they'll go through our venue.
Wow, okay. All right. YT, do you plan to give military discounts to active duty or veterans a discount?
Of course. Of course. They fight for our freedom. They fight for everything that we do. So, of course, there's no question about it.
Have any veterans with a wrestling background inquired to be on 49th Wrestling? Have you got any inquiries with wrestlers with military backgrounds?
Actually, the match that YT already announced has a veteran on it.
Oh,
yep.
Can we have his or her name and what branch of service they were in?
That would be Mr. Ray Jackson.
Okay.
You'll have to forgive me right now. I'm drawing a blank on what branch he served in, but yes, he is our veteran.
Wow. Okay. Very good.
He
All
was
right.
a fire support specialist with the Army.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, fire support specialist. Does that mean that might have meant that he was in a mechanized weaponry division, like tanks? Tanks, maybe. Okay. Very interesting. Well, Freya, will you be required by the state of Alaska to have a licensed paramedic on hand?
The state doesn't require that, but we're definitely going to make sure that we keep things safe. We always have, you know, support staff for the wrestlers to make sure if anything, you know, gets out of hand, that they're there to take care of that.
Wow, okay, all right. Well, YT, if your 49th wrestling organization could have a machine to travel back in time, and you had the choice yourself to tag with one of these three male wrestlers, which one would you choose? One, Ravishing Rick Rude. Two, Bruiser Brody. Or three, Rikishi Fatu.
That's a pretty hard choice, but I'm gonna have to go with Ravishing Rick Rude on this one, because the dude, he was cocky, he got the job done in the ring, and he made you feel crap about yourself all in the same turn. You know, I like tagging with I would have to tag with him. You know, because as much as he runs his mouth, I would be running mine as well. You know, there's nothing like getting a beat down, but then getting a verbal beat down at the same time.
Wow, very good. Okay. All right. Well, Freya, if to be more specific, if you could borrow Stewie Griffin's time machine and you could travel back in time, which of these three female wrestlers would you most like to wrestle? Mildred Burke, Wendy Richter, Sherry Martel, or SoCal Val?
Oh, definitely Wendy Richter. That's easy. I mean, she's just an icon of wrestling, right? I think I would definitely pick her. And with everything she did, with her tag team champion she won, like, no. I think I could learn a lot from her, but maybe, you know, show her a thing or two as well.
Well, Freya, what would be the difference in your personality between Wendy Richter and Sherry Martel? Those two seem to have quite a close personality. What, would you say you were closer to Wendy Richter or Sherry Martel?
Let's see. Probably closer to Wendy.
Okay. All right. Wendy. I would say YT is closer in personality to SoCal Val. Yes.
Oh, wow.
YT
okay.
has a natural effervescence to him. Effervescence. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure you met Sideshow in Marysville, the killer clown from the wrong side of the tent. How many wayward clowns have inquired if there are openings in your 49th organization? And indeed, has Sideshow been one of them?
Yes, Sideshow has inquired, and there has been a few others, you know, like him to inquire as well. So you never know. You might see some. I'm telling you that there's no telling what you might see. And what you are going to see.
Wow, okay, all right. Freya, do you hope to have a mascot for your wrestling organization? A mascot?
I mean, really, I think our mascot is talking to you right now, Mr. Y period T period Jones.
Wow, okay, so she's still throwing shots at me. You know what, QT? I was kind of hoping that you was going to ask her if you took Stewie Griffin's, you know, time machine thing back, what would you do? I really wanted to hear her say, yeah, I would take back that loss that Julie Winters gave me. But you didn't go in that direction, so she didn't say it. So, I mean, there's that.
Oh, okay. Boy, yes. Stewie Griffin time machine questions have been slightly left of center in the past with our guests. Yes. Like I said before, I don't see myself as an agitator. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, to answer that, there's really nothing to take back.
You lost.
He got a pin, but after that, what happened? And after that, where's she been? So really, it doesn't matter. I beat her first, you know, threw her over the top at the Rumble, and then, you know, maybe she snuck one in. I'm sure it was a cheap shot. You probably had something to do with it that I didn't even know. But then
afterwards, come on. Even a trash can gets a good steak every once in a while. I mean, come on. Don't complain. You lost. You lost. So, I mean, I'm already setting up your rematch if you want it. I mean, just, you know.
You know, all I lost was a battle, not the war.
If you say so.
Well, YT, the one-hit wonder is a term in rock and roll for groups that only have one hit. Some of the 80s one-hit wonder songs include Tainted Love by Soft Cell, Take On Me by A-ha, and Come On Eileen by the Dixie Midnight Runners. The 90s had such one-hit wonders such as Jump Around, What's the Pain, Closing Time by Semisonic, and one of my favorites, Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. Even the 70s got into the act with songs like My Sharona by The Knack, Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry, and Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas. And also Brandy by Looking Glass, and which song was later sung by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. My question is, do you plan to have your 49th organization have a one-hit wonder night where all of these songs will be put in a hat and the wrestlers will have to draw these songs from a drum and that will be their entrance music?
You know, that's really not a bad idea. You know, that could be on a future event. You know, that could happen on a future event that's coming up. So that's not off the drawing board completely.
Wow, okay. All right. Very good. Just a thought that I'd throw out there. Freya, are there any truths to the rumors that you once had as your entrance music, the safety dance with the group Men Without Hats?
There's definitely no truth to the rumor, but I'm sure I could get it over.
Okay. Are there any truths to the rumors that you once had the entrance music 8679305 Jenny by Tommy Two Tone and the Lugnuts?
Also not true. And I think you got the song name wrong. Isn't it 8675309?
Yes. What did I say? 305? Oh, once again, I was staring at a bottle of malt liquor because of my run-in with YT Jones. Actually, I didn't have a run-in with him. I had a friendly exchange of a fruit pie, which he earned, by the way. Which he earned.
Yeah, it was stale. It was stale. That son of a bitch was stale. How you going to give me a stale-ass fruit pie? It was stale. And then you want to come back and ask me would I get into a Hell in a Cell match with R. Kelly. What kind of question is that?
Yes, I'm trying to get R. Kelly to wrestle YG, yes. If I could explain, the number one ranked wrestler in our weekly Turnbuckle Turmoil rankings gets a fruit pie.
Oh, okay.
What he means to say is a stale fruit pie.
I mean, maybe the pie had to match your mic skills, so.
Oh, okay. So my mic skills are stale now. Okay. Just keep on stepping in it, sister.
I was hoping YT would use this fruit pie, dip it in liquid nitrogen, and use it as a foreign object. That was my hope. Yes.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy and thank you both for your candid answers and good luck. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, QT. Well, guys, you have just a few minutes left, and I want to make sure you have time to say and plug anything you would like. The place to find the show, date, time, social medias, merchandising, anything at all. Freya, we will start with you.
I just want to let people know the show, you can buy pre-sale tickets on Eventbrite. If you just search Willowa Social, which is where the event will be located at, you can find tickets there. This event will sell out, and we have a very limited amount of ringside VIP tickets. And the people who will be lucky enough to purchase those tickets not only come with the ringside seating, they also get a wrestler participation kit. So as different wrestlers are coming out and making their entrances, they will get some sort of an item to use, you know, to interact and really be part of the show. And so that'll be, you know, once-in-a-lifetime experience, and those will sell out, as will the entire show. So check out, hit me with your best shot on Eventbrite for those pre-sale tickets.
Y period, T period, you know the drill.
Oh, yes. So this weekend, I'm also going to be in Vaughan, Washington, because I'm bringing back Northwest Pro Wrestling to the Key Peninsula Civic Center. Now, the doors open at 6 p.m. Bell time is at 6:30 p.m. $10 donation is encouraged. You know, bring your voices, bring your kids, bring everybody you can, because we are going to rock the joint. And then I will be back March 9th with Combat Pro Wrestling back at the Combat Cathedral, the Living Room Coffee House. You know, more information to come on the time and everything else on that show as well. And, of course, you know, March 30th, our, you know, 49th state for right here in Anchorage, Alaska at the Willowa.
Well, Freya and Y period, T period, I want to thank both of you for being on today. I wish you the very best of luck as you launch this brand new company. Hopefully I will be able to make my way up there at some point in Y period, T period. Did I mention that I happen to have a lot of ring announcing experience as well?
Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to keep you in mind, man.
I appreciate that. Now, fans, if you get the chance, if you're anywhere in the vicinity of 49 State Wrestling, go check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun, guaranteed. A lot of quality people are going to be on this show. A lot of quality people will be there on future shows, so keep supporting them. Get on the bandwagon from the get-go. We will be back with you next week. We'll be back with you next Friday. Tyra will be on the show. Great female competitor. So make sure you have plans to join us next week. Get out there, support your local independents. You can catch me in Portland later today. And get out there, support your local independents, fans. We'll catch you next week.